7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. First, we would like to congratulate all those who have made their way to the Wadi or the Valley of Arafah, that today is the day before that blessed day on that blessed plain. It is mentioned in traditions that if a person is not forgiven in the blessed month of Ramadan, if a person is not forgiven in the nights of Qadr, then that person has to wait till the day of Arafah. And this is that day that a person can, in this Islamic year, find solace, kind of recompensate for the misses and recompensate for the lacks and recompensate for the misdemeanors and lack of effort that a person may have done or not have done, the effort that he had not had made or she has not had, or she did not make in the blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He includes us amongst those who are rather whose du'as and whose supplications are accepted on this day, the day of Arafah, and He grants us, those who have not been, the chance to go, and those who have been, the chance to go again to that beautiful, sacred, a place that, you know, whose proximity and who takes a person to the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also have traditions that the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa-Zaman, is present amongst the pilgrims, amongst the Hajjis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also hasten His reappearance, which is one of the most important du'as that we can read on the day of Arafah. So with that in mind, the book that we will be introducing to our dear listeners in our next segment is obviously regarding that particular act and that particular act of worship in which the day of Arafah is included in. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, this is the 8th of Zilhijjah, the day before the day of Arafah. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters is titled Hajj, the Islamic Pilgrimage by Sayyid Muhammad Zia Abadi. The book was translated by Ali Akbar Aghili Ashtiani and was published by Ansarian Publications in the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So about the author, Sayyid Muhammad Zia Abadi was one of the great scholars who resided in the city of Tehran. Obviously, he completed his initial studies in the city of Qazwin, then moving to Qom, studying under great teachers such as Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Borujurdi, and the like. Then he moved to Tehran, and it was there that, you know, he began his activities in guiding the people. And he was very much loved by the people, and a lot of his works, especially his ethical works in guiding the people, in trying to make, you know, a person closer, or taking a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has many other books, many that deal with the Holy Quran. One particular book that I am quite fond of is a book that is called Tawbah, or Repentance. which obviously is not in English. This is the only one I am aware of that is in English, that deals with the dua of Tawbah from Sayfa As-Sajjadiyya. It's a small exposition of that dua and supplication. So this book, before we get into the book, Sayyid Muhammad Zia Abadi was born in 1928 and he passed away very recently in the 8th of February 2021. Now it is said that he passed away because of COVID, but later on it became that it was not. He had other problems and issues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his position in the hereafter, forgive his mishaps if he had any, and place him with his illustrious forefathers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the illustrious Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So the book basically is composed of different chapters. For example, we have the translator's note, introduction, the purpose of the acts of worship, social effects of Hajj, spiritual philosophy of Hajj, the stages of Hajj, the halting places, conclusions of the Hajj rites, and visitation. What we mean by visitation is the ziyara and the going to the grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina and to the Imams in Baqi. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us opportunity to do so. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
إن الحمد
إن الحمد
والنعمة
والنعمة
لك والملك
لك والملك
لا شريك لك.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. To recap, the book that we introduced to our dear listeners was the book titled Hajj, the Islamic Pilgrimage, a book that was translated by Brother Ashtiani and published in Iran in the city of Qum by Ansarian Publications. So one of the chapters of the books, or one of the headings, titles of the book, is titled Hajj of Most People is Devoid of Spirit. And this is something that unfortunately many of us have seen, some of us may have experienced, that we go for Hajj, and we come back and we are not changed. We do not have any, iota of difference in our lives. We stay the same. Sometimes we even become worse. So the Sayyid in this particular section of the book deals with that particular issue. Hajj of most people is devoid of spirit. Now, what he means by spirit is that the essence of the Hajj is not there. Yes, a person may have performed the rites and the rituals properly, even perfectly, but there is no meaning to what he has done. He has just done, or she has just done, physical actions. They have not attained the spirit. And we have many ahadith and traditions regarding this particular concept in Islam, with all acts of worship, not just the Hajj. Unfortunately, most people who go on Hajj have neither a heart to understand the meaning of Hajj, nor give an ear to those who have a heart so as to perform the Hajj rites, which are full of spirit. They would rather perform the Hajj rites hastily, get out of the state of ihram and restriction, and then engage in taking photos, buying souvenirs, or doing business. This is something we all are aware of. They think that they have achieved the ultimate goal of Hajj, which is what? Just the completion of it. And return home purified, like when they were born of their mother, when they were just born basically. Hajj devoid of spirit has no living effects. Hajj devoid of spirit cannot possibly purify man's heart from vices and adorn it with virtues, nor can it turn human beings divine. Socially too, it cannot give dignity to the ummah, nor can it give supremacy or world leadership to the ummah. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those who have gone for Hajj, that their Hajj is full of spirit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who have not gone to enable them to go, and those who have gone to enable them to go again. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.